June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Wow. Oh, your favorite in June.
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room. Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Friday, June 7th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the podcast where every single day of the week, from now until June 21st, I record a little podcast and you guys listen to the podcast. And this day is no different, although I am recording rather late. So if you're in a different country, if you're on the East Coast, technically it still is Friday for another 40 minutes. But, you know, whatever it is. I will get this out before it hits midnight on the East Coast. So this technically is still Friday, even though most of you are probably listening to it, I don't know, on a Saturday, if you're a really devoted listener and you listen every single day. Or you might be listening to it on a Sunday, or you might be listening to it 2 weeks from now. Or it may be 2020 and you're just now getting to this episode. Welcome. Welcome to previous episodes of Geeky Gay. So, as I've said in the beginning of every single episode, for a while, nothing happened from the time that I recorded last night until I went to bed. So there's not really much to talk about there, but I do have a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. First of all, the only time I ever talk to Baron Frosty is on Twitter or when he buys me a drink at a bar in the New Orleans event. So I hope he's going to the New Orleans event. He probably isn't, but because I know that his Dr. P, his man, moved and they are living in two separate locations and like all this drama that's going on. So who knows what's going to happen there. I hope he's coming though, because I'd really love to see him. I'd love to see him in Rawhide or whatever the name of that bar is, where I'm a little bit tipsy and he buys me a drink and we have a little bit of a conversation. I say something that I probably don't remember the next day. Regardless, we talk on Twitter because I don't even know if all of his posts start on Twitter. If they, there's a word for it, but if they begin their journey on Twitter, or if he's posting to Facebook or somewhere else and then reposting to Twitter. However, because I know some people post to Instagram and all their Instagram stuff goes to Twitter, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. So he and I talk on there, and we had a little bit of drama because I'm always, now it's points. It used to be calories, but now it's points. But usually high calorie things or high fat things have a lot of points. So I'm always counting that, especially during the week. And on the weekend, I can be a bit of a pig because I'm rewarding myself for how good I've done during the week. I'm a little bit worried about tomorrow because that's weigh-in day, and I'm always worried because I followed Weight Watchers all during this week, but I was at the upper end of my points. And last weekend, I once again feel like I went a little bit overboard splurging. Anyway, regardless, I posted on Twitter, I'm now down to 155, which is now within a healthy weight for me. And I only want to lose anywhere from 5 to 10 more pounds, But I've lost, I don't know if I said this on the show or not, but I've lost 30 pounds since December 8th of last year. So now my goal is to lose another 5 to 10 because I am going on a cruise in a couple of weeks and I know I'll put on some weight on the cruise. And so I want a little bit of a buffer so that, you know, I can remain around 150, somewhere between 145 and 150. Because of all this, I'm thinking about my weight all the time, as anyone who's listened to the show for very long knows. And Baron says, he tweeted, extra mayo, oh, sorry. His first tweet was, I'm going to have to look now. His first tweet was, pro tip, extra mayo on your sub means extra mayo plopped accidentally into your crotch or onto your crotch. I responded, because of course I'm always thinking about calories, it also means extra mayo around your tummy. I thought that was a witty thing to say. Then Baron replies to me and says, extra mayo doesn't make one fat. I could see the glasses on the tip of his nose as he's intellectually explaining this to me. Eating too many or too big meals makes one fat. My sub was a small size. I don't believe in diet food. I eat the foods I enjoy, portion control, and exercise regularly. P.S. Also take your vitamins. I said, I was just making a joke. And he says, you know, I love every square inch of you, including your flab, Peanut, because he likes to call me Peanut. How dare you, Baron, say that I have flab? I've just lost 30 pounds. And anyway, my response was, how dare you? But I do want to make a point. I don't eat a lot of diet food. Like I do portion control. Weight Watchers lets you eat whatever you want. So even during the week, I mean, I had a filet mignon the other night with garlic butter. I had spaghetti tonight. I have pork chops and vegetables. I make a really good vegetable soup. So I'm eating what I want, but it's healthier what I want because I'm cooking at home and I'm eating leaner proteins and I am eating smaller portions. And Weight Watchers does, just by the nature of like what is high points and what is low points, they also limit your carbs. You don't know necessarily that they're limiting your carbs, but you are limiting your carbs because carbs are a lot more points than protein. Carbs and fat are a lot of points. Sugar is a lot of points. Protein and veggies and things of that nature are lower points. And then they have free items like fruit, and a lot of vegetables are completely 0 points. You know, that sort of thing. So it really encourages you to eat the right sort of foods. So I am getting healthier foods, but mayo, you know, is one of those things that it's a lot of points for the amount that you get. So I limit the amount of mayo that I put on things. I've switched to mustard, and I found a really good horseradish mustard that I use because I really like the spiciness of horseradish. So like, for instance, the other night, when I was having my filet mignon, I dipped it in horseradish mustard, and it was really good. So there you go. I've spent most of the episode talking about Baron Frosty, but I did want to mention, I had a little bit of disappointing news. I ordered an extender. We're back to the lens discussion. So I ordered a 2X extender for my zoom lens because I felt like last time when I was taking those photos that it wasn't zooming far enough. It wasn't zoomy enough. And I've been reading all this. You know, I've been reading and watching YouTube and stuff like that. And the one thing I was concerned about is with the extender on, it decreases the stops or the... It's really weird. F-stop, the lower the f-stop, the more light your camera is getting. The higher the f-stop, the lower the light that your camera is getting. And so when you put on an extender, this particular extender, it raises your f-stop level by 2 f-stops. So it decreases the amount of light that will come in on the camera. And I knew this. I had done research, but I had seen a lot of people saying, yes, it's entirely possible to autofocus at F8, which is, F8 is the stop. When I use the zoom lens with the extender, it becomes an F8. So And like a really good F number on like really high end lenses can get down to like 1.8 or 2.8. My zoom lens is an F4 normally, but when you put this extender on it, it's an F8. So anyway, I realized that my camera will not do autofocus at F8 because there's just not enough light and whatever. And so I had been reading a lot of stuff that said, oh, you know, autofocus will be slow, but it will work. But unless I'm doing something wrong, there may be some setting. Because I also thought that my F4 lens would become an F6, not an F8. Because I thought it only, I thought two stops from F4 would be F6. And my camera will autofocus on F6. So I'm not really sure. Regardless, it's not autofocusing. And I looked it up. I found a blog. And at F8, for sure, it will not autofocus. So that means all these wonderful wildlife shots I want to take from afar, if the animal is moving and I can't get a good focus manually, it's going to be a blurry photo. But I'm not returning it. I'm not getting a different lens. I'm just going to learn how to use what I've got. The only other thing that I'm going to buy is a couple of filters, but I'm going to try to do like the mid. I want an ND filter, which is it's neutral density. It basically is a black filter that limits the light that comes in your lens. If you want to do long exposure photos, then you need to limit the light. And then there's a polarizing filter that really cuts down the reflection on water and glass, but it also makes the colors pop, the blues and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I can, those are expensive if you get really nice, like professional ones, but I'm going to get medium, you know, middle of the road, and then I'm going to get a camera bag. So I am making a couple of other purchases, but, you know, whatever. All right. Well, the only other thing I was going to mention is I have overbooked our Saturday. My we work out in the morning, and then I usually get fast food breakfast because I love fast food breakfast. And then I needed to schedule a vet appointment for Sydney, so I scheduled that for 1:30. And my mom called and said, hey, we need to have dinner this weekend. So I said, oh, I'll sous vide a few steaks and you guys can come over to our house. And I didn't realize that tomorrow was Pokemon Community Day. So I have the vet appointment, I have to grocery shop, I have to make it to Community Day at 3. Then I'm going to have to leave Community Day early so I can come home and put the steaks in the sous vide because they have to sous vide for 2 hours. So my Saturday is completely booked. And I still have 1 to 2 more videos to make for Pride 48, so I'm going to be busy. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys Monday of next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.